what not to do, taking sides, forcing reconciliation, or simplifying family pain when ministry genogram conversations touch marriage, parenting, family conflict, or community patterns, the leader must move carefully. These conversations can become emotionally charged very quickly. One of the biggest mistakes is taking sides too fast. A person may describe a spouse, parent, child, sibling, or in-law in painful terms. The ministry leader may feel protective. Compassion is good, but careless agreement can create harm. If the leader says, "Your spouse is the whole problem," or "Your parents were terrible," the conversation may become less wise, less truthful, and less safe. This does not mean we minimize harm. Abuse, coercion, abandonment, exploitation, threats, and danger must be taken seriously. Safety concerns may require referral, reporting, or emergency support according to the situation and local policies. But in ordinary relational conflict, a ministry leader should avoid becoming judge, therapist, investigator, or family mediator. Another mistake is forcing reconciliation. Christians value forgiveness, peace, and restored relationships, but reconciliation must not be pressured, especially when there is danger, manipulation, abuse, or no repentance. A person may need boundaries before contact, they may need pastoral counsel, licensed care, legal advice, or safety planning beyond the ministry leader's role. Do not say, "You need to forgive and meet with them this week." Do not say, "Family is family, so you must restore the relationship." Do not use scripture to rush someone past pain, responsibility, or safety. A better response is, "Forgiveness and reconciliation are serious matters. Let's move wisely with safety, truth, counsel, and prayer." A third mistake is simplifying family pain. Family patterns are often layered. A parent may have caused harm and also carried wounds. A spouse may be wrong in one area and wounded in another. A child may act out pain in confusing ways. A family may have both real love and real dysfunction. A genogram helps us see layers, not flatten them. The ministry leader should ask permission, listen carefully, and avoid dramatic labels. Words like toxic, cursed, or hopeless should not be casually used. The person's family story may contain wounds, but it may also contain blessings, courage, survival, prayer, sacrifice, and traces of grace. What helps? Stay calm, protect dignity, ask careful questions, clarify your role, encourage wise counsel, pray by permission, share scripture with consent. Refer when the situation is beyond your role. The ministry leader's task is not to fix the family. The task is to help the person discern a faithful next step with truth, mercy, safety, and hope.